Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Shkalim. Today we are learning Parakei Mishnah Gimel and Parakei Mishnah Dalet. As we learned in Parakei Mishnah Aleph, Yochanan was responsible for providing the various tokens, and Achia was responsible for providing the various Nesachim. The Mishnah is going to explain what exactly this meant. Now the Nesachim are brought in order to accompany Karban Ola and Karban Shlamims. And they generally consisted of flour mixed with oil, which was burnt on the Mizbeach, as well as wine, which is poured on the Mizbeach. Now, the required amount of flour, oil, and wine varies depending on the type of animal that is being shechted, that is being brought as a korban, whether it be a gana korban ola or a korban shlamin. Now, a system was developed, therefore, to allow people to buy their nesachim in the Beis HaMikdash. First, they would pay money to Yochanan, who as proof of payment would give them a token that indicated how much flour, oil, and wine they had paid for. And the Mishnah is going to now teach us the different tokens were used for this purpose, representing the different types of karbanos. It says the Mishnah Arbach, Osamos, Hayuba Mikdash, that there were four different tokens that were generally given and used in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kosov Alehen Egel Zachar Gedi Chote. And there were four different words that were written on each individual token. Number one, on one type it would say eagle, it would say calf, which meant that he required the nesachim that accompanied a cattle carbon. Then the second was Zachar, was a male, like a ram, for the Nesachim that accompany a ram carbon. And you could look in the Bartanura for the exact specifics about how much of the different types of ingredients were required by each of these four different types of carbonos. Number three, again, it said Gidi, which is a kid, those Nesachim would accompany a goat or a sheep carbon. And number four was Chote, was a sinner, for the Nesachim would accompany the Karbanos of a Mitzora. So those are the four different types of tokens, based on the four different types of Karbanos and Nesachim, that would need to be brought by different types of people. Now, says the Mishnah, Ben Azai says, he disagrees with the first opinion of our Mishnah. He says, the Chamisha Hayu, there were only five different types of tokens that were used in the Beis HaMikdash. The Aram is Kosov Alehen, and an Aramaic word was written on each of the five tokens, Egel, Zachar, Gedi, and then it would say Chote Dal veChote Ashir. That there was the only difference between Ben Azai and the Tanakhama was whether there's just one token that says Chote for general Mitzora, or whether there's Chote Dal, which is a poor Mitzora, poor sinner, versus a Chote Dal, someone have a rich sinner, a rich Mitzora. Now the Mishnah is going to specify the animals represented by each of the tokens. As the Mishnah, Egel Mashamishim Niske Bakar Gedolim Ukatanim Zecharim Unikevos, the calf token would be used for the Nesachim that accompanied the cattle, which were the same, whether the cattle were large or small, whether they were adult or they were young, male or female, and so on. Gedi, if it said Gedi, what would that include? Mashamishim Niske Tzon Gedolim Ukatanim Zecharim Unikevos Chut Mishel Elim. And the Gedi token was used for the Nesachim that accompanied sheep and goats, whether the sheep and goats were large or small, male or female, with the exception of rams, that male sheep were more than 1 year old. Zachar, the male token, what was that used for? Meshamish im niske elim bilvar, that was used only for the Nesachim that accompany rams. And Chote, and the sinner token, was used for what? Meshamish im niske shalosh behemos shel mitzoran, that was used for the Nesachim that would accompany the three animals that were required for wealthy mitzoras. Continuing now with Parakei Mishnah Dalet, as the Mishnah describes the process by which people would obtain their Nesachim. Says the Mishnah, Mishahu Mevakesh Nesachim Holich Loetzel Yochanan Shemimun Alachosamos. Someone who needed to obtain Nesachim would go to Yochanan, who was the appointed person in charge of the tokens. Nosin Lomos Umekabu Menu Chosem. He would give him money, and in response to the money, he would receive a token from him. follow it to Achia, Shehu Mimuna al Hanasachim. Then the person would then go to Achia, who was the appointed person in charge of the Nesachim, Venosi Lochosam, Umekaba Mimenu Nesachim. He would give him the token that he got from Yochanan, and in response, in response to that token, he would then receive the appropriate Nesachim that he had prayed for previously. The Mishnah is going to finish off by teaching us that Yochanan and Achia would actually make a daily accounting to make sure that everything was properly accounted for. Says the Mishnah Villa Erev, Bon Zeit Zalzeh, in the evening Yochanan and Achia would come together with one another, and Achia would take out all the tokens that he received that day, all the tickets that he received that day, and he would receive the corresponding appropriate amount of the money from Yochanan. If for some reason there was extra money, right, if the money that Yochanan had on hand was more than the value of the tokens that had been given to Achia, and the extra money would go to the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash. But if there was less money than there should have been, then Yochanan would be required to pay the difference from his own personal funds, like we learned before, because the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash always has the upper hand. And as the Bartanura points out, that although Yochanan was held responsible when there was a shortfall, he was not going to be awarded the extra money when there was extra money, even though it was possible that the extra money had come from his personal money that had gotten mixed together with the funds belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. Quick review, Parakei, Mishnah Gimel taught us. There were four different types of tokens that people would receive. Number one was an eagle, number two was Zachar, number three was Gedi, and number four was Chote. Ben Azza added that really there were two different types of sinners for the Mitzorah. There was a rich sinner, there was a poor sinner, different types of Nesachim that people would receive based on the different types of Karbanos that they needed to bring. And then Perikei, Mishnah Gimel finished off going through. These are really four different types of tokens, and exactly which types of animals would be, which types of nesachim would be used for the various types of animals that were going to be brought for the various karbanos. And then Perikei Mishnah Dala discussed exactly what the process was for obtaining the nesachim. We said that a person that needed nesachim would go to Yochanan. He would then give them the appropriate token based on the amount of money that they gave him for the appropriate Nesachim, and they would go bring those tickets to Achia, and he would give them the appropriate Nesachim that they paid for previously. And then the Mishnah concluded by telling us that at the end of the day, Achia and Yochanan would meet, and Achia would take out the tokens that he had received. Yochanan would take out the money that he received, and they would make sure that the amount of tokens that Achia had matched and corresponded to the appropriate amount of money that Yochanan received as well. If there was extra money, the Mishnah said that extra money would go to the Beis HaMikdash, the treasury, the Gizbar, and if there was not enough money, then Yochanan himself would have to pay out of his own funds, because at the end of the day, as we said, that the temple treasury, the Beis HaMikdash treasury, ultimately has the upper hand, and you have to make sure that it doesn't end up losing any money. Have a great day.